There's a fascinating story in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Ches, Omer Aleph. The Gemara says the following Maisa. Shmuel Vekarno have a Yasvi Aguda Dina HaMalka. Shmuel and Karno were sitting by the banks of the river called Malka. Chazina Lamaya de Kodolu V'Achiga. Shmuel saw that the water was wavy and it was Achiga. It was dirty water. The reason why it was dirty is because the wind, when there's certain ruchos, it clears up the water. But the winds go a certain direction, then the water is cloudy. Omalei Shmuel Karna, so Shmuel told Karna, Gavra Rabbe Kosi Mimarova. There must be a great person coming from Eretz Yisrael on this Nor, V'chayish B'meyei, and he has a stomach ailment. V'kodoli Maya Lak Bulei Ape Kamei, and the water is greeting up towards him. And Rashi learns two pshotim. Either the water is greeting up towards him, a ness, because since he has a stomach ache, so the water is going up like a fortress, like a wall, so he can relieve himself on the deck, and it'll be a tznias, people won't see. Or because he poshed needs to be mekanech himself, so the water is coming to him, and is creating a bidet, the kanech. Tosis argues, and Tosis says, that it wasn't the pshat. Shmuel knew that there wasn't Adam Gadol coming. And Shmuel realized, since the water is a bad day today for the water, because the water is not so good, it's cloudy, it's dirty, so the person is going to drink from the water. Whoever is sailing this nar, the drinking water is going to be the water from the nar. And if you're going to drink that water, Shmuel was a doctor, you're going to turn more ill. And if you're going to turn ill, so then, that's what takes out the gears of Kadoli Mayalak Bule. The water didn't go up to him. No, he takes that out. Just he saw that it was dirty water, and he figured he's going to drink it. Adam Gadol, he's going to get sick. So the Gemara says what he did is as follows. So he told Karna, who was with him, Zil Toile Akankene, go test him and see if he's Taka Talmud Chacham. They say it's going to test it. They say it's the Adam Gadol that's coming. Test him and see if he's a Talmud Chacham. And if he is Octaisus, so Roy Lechabdoi, I'll bring him to my home and I will host him and I will treat him and cure him for free. I'll make him a fua. Ozal, so Karna went, Ashkel L'Rav, he met him. Omale, I guess he took a rowboat or he met him before he docked or when he docked. Minayin Shein Koisin Tfilim, he asked him all types of questions. The Gemara enumerated three questions. He answered them all correctly. Rav said, what's your name? He said, Karna. So he gave him a klola. He said, Tepigle Karna Be'ena, you should have a keren, a horn coming between your eyes. You should be blinded. What are you testing me? Kovad HaTeira, you want to see if I'm a Talmud Chacham? He didn't go, he wasn't happy about that. Zok de Gemara L'soif Aile Shmuel Lebeise. Shmuel invited him to his home. What did Shmuel do? Oichle, he fed him Nahama de Saga, barley bread, Vekisa de Halsano, fish sticks, fried in good old oil and breadcrumbs. You have to go to the bathroom when you eat these type of foods. V'ashke shicho, and he gave him to drink beer, bira. Now, when you're drinking all these foods, you need a bathroom, no question. You have to relieve yourself. V'loy achvele beis hakisei. Shmuel did not show him where the beis hakisei is. Why? Shmuel wanted it specifically like this as a remedy, ki heicha de l'shtalshel, in order that he should create, that his stomach should really churn inside, and it should turn into diarrhea, and that's how he will cure him, because he saw that he needed this cure. Now, Rav, meanwhile, did not know why is he not telling him where the bathroom is, and he's feeding him these foods. So, Layed Rav gave a klola of Oman, he said, Mande Metzaren, whoever's Metzaren me, I'm going through his pain and suffering, Loy Lukme Le Bni, he will not have any sons. Zog Gemara V'chein Hava, Shmuel did not have sons, like the Gemara says all throughout Shas, Bante de Mar Shmuel. Shmuel had daughters, didn't have sons. So it could be Rav did not curse him directly. He said, whoever's Mitzar me. He wasn't Choshed, maybe Shmuel. Maybe he thought it was Karna. Karna's behind this. That same fella that came and tested me. He's behind this whole thing. So that's why it doesn't say he was Melayit Shmuel directly. Just rather, man de Mitzarli. Adkan Loshna Gemara. The Tosefta in Shkolim. The poets can bring a gewaldige halacha lemaisa that they derive from this Gemara. The Tosefta in Shkolim, Perek Aleph, says that a doctor is allowed to heal someone, treat someone, cure someone, operate on someone, and the poskim say, the Yavid says in turn, Shinchav Ches, even amputate his leg, Bal Korchoi, if it's necessary to cure him. He protests, he doesn't want. Shmuel over here did something to Rav because he wanted to cure him. Meanwhile, Rav was suffering. He was suffering. He said he had to go to the bathroom. He didn't show him where the bathroom is. But he said that's the cure. So Zog Nepoiskim, the Tosefta says that a person, a doctor, or any person is about to force a cure. Sometimes a patient doesn't want to do an operation. Family says you have to. So even though he doesn't want to go through the pain, you have to. This, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Zichronis, where he brings Pesachim the Chazanish, he says the same thing. A doctor can do a cure against a person's rotzen. The Bogdan Avram says even when it comes to medicines, he doesn't want it. You have to go through a procedure. It's painful. I don't want to do it. The family doesn't want. The doctor can fool the person and have it done in order to cure him. Reb Moshe has a tshuva like that also in Yerideya. In Chelek Dalet, he says that a doctor can do a nituach, he can do a surgery against the person's will. Now, this is Pashas all talking about Sakonas Nefoshes. Shmuel was not dafke a case of Sakonas Nefoshes. It was, the question is, what about the case of a person's stam? He doesn't want to go through the pain of taking this medicine. He doesn't want to go through the procedure, which is painful. It's not a question of Sakonas Nefoshes. I'd rather be ill and not go through this process. So this is a shaila that they asked Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein in one of his svarim. A family member and the person himself, the patient, did not want to go through a procedure, very painful procedure that can help him alleviate his choili. They have to put a tube in his kidneys. He didn't want to go through the pain. He says, I don't want. So what is the din? So he wanted to bring a raya from this sugi over here, Gufa. Because Rav was not in a sakona. Rav was not a sakona. He had a stomach ailment. And yet Shmuel was merapim, even though he went through a tsar. So we see, even when not a sakona, obviously it wasn't a sakona, because otherwise he wouldn't send karna to test him if it's Talmud Chacham. If it's a sakona, you have to invite him and cure him, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham. From the fact that he was toyal kankanoi, and then he'll bring him into his home, is raya, it wasn't sakona. So it wasn't sakona. And yet he went through this, so we see, even not by sakona, Dr. Bitzog Zilberstein, that it is. Now, you could be matcha and say that le'olam, if Rav would have known that it's lefruosa, he would have been maskim. The question that was posed with the kidney and the tubes is that the person is protesting even though he knows that it's a cure. So the question is, by not a sakona, what's l'mais in the din? So Reb David Pardo, who wrote this same famous series, Chasdei David, amongst other svarim, he wrote on the Sefri, he wrote on the Tosefta. So on this Tosefta in Shkolim, he says that the Tosefta, he brings the following raya. The Tosefta fears Ois, that the reason why a doctor is allowed to be merapa someone against his will is because even though he's going through a pain and suffering now, but at the end of the day, it will be l'toivosoi, and he'll be happy. He'll be happy. Zogtib David Pardo, we see from here that the Tosefta Gufa is talking about in a case where it's not a sakona. Because if it's sakona, you don't have to come up to the reason at the end they'll be happy. It's irrelevant if he's happy or not. If it's sakonas nefoshes, you don't have to be happy. The doctor can do anything to cure a person. So he brings a raya that the Sefer is talking about even not a sakona. And even not a sakona is a svara. That what? That you're allowed to be mitzarim even though it's a ripui now. And even though he's protesting and he doesn't want it. Because at the end he'll be happy. So likewise over here, when it comes to la halacha, that even if it means that a person is the Bitzak was matir, Zilberstein, even if it means that a person has to go through a painful procedure, and even if he doesn't want, you can fool him, you can do it. Why? Because you can force this surgery to alleviate the refuah, the tzad that he has, because he needs a refuah, even though it means that he has to go through something painful that he doesn't want, like we see Akapana from the Yisrael Tosefta, that we see from the Maisa with Shmuel, that felt that he cured him that way, even though he went through a tzad.